Hey guys, it's Alfredo.
And this is Brian.
And this is Film Purgatory. So thank you guys so much for joining us this week. This Greek week.
Greek week.
Nice.
Greek week. And no fraternity, no sorority shit.
If Film Purgatory...
This is film Greek shit.
But if Film Purgatory had a fraternity, fraternity/sorority, because there are females in the group, what would our name be?
I don't know.
Zo Alpha.
I don't like that.
I don't even know.
What does Zo mean?
I don't even know if that's a...
Are you Haitian?
I don't know if that's Zo? A Greek letter. It sounds like a Greek letter.
How about... Because I've seen some really weird names. So anything would be acceptable. I've seen like Sigma Sigma Pi.
Nice.
That sounds kind of whack.
Sigma Sigma Pi.
I don't know.
Pecan Pi.
And then there's like Alpha Beta Poo.
Mm. I don't know. I'm tired of the Alphas. No more Alphas.
Oh, Zay Theta Phi Pi. I don't know. Like, I've heard some random shit. Mm. And I laugh. And I'm like, is that a real... Like, you're joking.
Yeah.
No. It's really cool. And then they show me the symbols. And it looks like the Matrix. Fucking symbols. I'm just like,
Harry, go
shut the fuck up. And then they're paying like so much tuition
for friends. Damn,
bro. And they're not really friends. That's the secret. Don't waste your money.
But Greek Week, guys, we're talking about two very good movies that are involved in Greek mythology, which would be Clash of the Titans and 300.
Clash and its sequel, Wrath.
And its sequel, Wrath.
And 300. Yeah, I think we chose these movies because these are like dude movies.
Mm.
Do you think that's a big part?
I just feel like we both are fanatics of Greek mythology. Granted, one is more involved in Greek mythology.
Correct.
Than the other. The other one is just more of a quote unquote asterisk historical piece.
Correct, because it's not really mythological.
It's not mythical, but like,
but it is related to Greece, to ancient
is,
Greece.
It is. We're talking about 300.
Yeah.
And honestly, we don't know the validity of that that event,
right,
that they're trying to portray there.
But like the numbers may have been exaggerated or something like
yeah,
that. How much they killed or exaggerated. But
yeah.
Regardless, I think the story has how do I say this? Has gone down, has been passed down for generations simply for the bravery.
Mm.
I think the overall tone of, you know, going in, knowing it's a suicide mission for the sake of your country, outnumbered, but no fear, stuff like that. Like,
right.
Now, like you said, the validity of what the movie portrays is one thing.
Well, it's, yeah. We can all agree that, you know, Hollywood has its liberties when it comes to movies like these.
I didn't know that. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
But regardless, it is still heavily tied into Greece, therefore making
ancient
it...
Greece.
Ancient Greece, therefore making it valid for Greek Week.
Correct.
Part one. Ooh, maybe. I don't know.
Stop it.
Let's start off with Clash of the Titans, though. 2010. Clash of the Titans is a... What would you say? Like a modern remake of the 1981 version?
Yeah. That's all it is. You know how it is. They just remake the movies and new effects.
Mm.
New actors. Simply put. Not to say that the movie is not above average. Because I think for a Greek mythology fan, you can put this movie on replay.
Mm.
You know, it's like... Or whatever you call it. Rewatch. Whatever. It's very fun to watch. Good actors. I think the casting is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The cinematography is good. The effects.
Effects are great.
Are great, yeah.
Yeah.
Final battle, you know, ending is great. Everything is good for the movie, but it's capped because the story itself is nothing unique. Again, it's an ancient Greek mythological story. Everybody
right.
knows Perseus. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of Greek stories we've heard of over and over and over again. Nothing new.
Right.
So due to that lack of originality, that's what caps the movie for me. You know, I've used that term a lot. I think it's one of my rating phrases. You know, my schema of rating a movie. It's like, what is limiting your potential?
Basic ass.
And unfortunately, the lack of originality will always be a little cap.
Hater alert.
Boom.
Hater alert. No, but this movie was really good. It's a adventure fantasy movie directed by... I'm not gonna...
Okay, well, go ahead. It's your job.
Okay, fine. Louis Leterrier.
I thought you were gonna say Louis C.K. I was like, damn, I didn't know that.
Sorry, Louis. He's the one who directed Unleashed, Now You See Me, and The Transporter.
Ooh, the first one?
Yeah, with Jason Statham.
Damn,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Unleashed.
Big fan. I love Unleashed.
Jet Li.
love Jet Li. Jet Li is that dude. Mm.
The cast in this one, like you mentioned, was very good. You have Sam Worthington.
Avatar.
He's heavily involved in the Avatar franchise. He's also MIA. Liam Neeson. He's in the Taken franchise. We talked about that. We have an episode on that. Gemma Arterton.
Gemma Arterton, yeah.
She was in Hansel and Gretel with Jeremy Renner.
Yep.
She's also in the Kingsman franchise.
Mm-hmm. She was in the prequel, the third one.
Right. Nice. Ralph Phineas and Ferb, or Ralph Fiennes.
Yes, also known as Voldemort.
Squidward. No, no. Harry Potter. Mads Mikkelsen, he was in the Fantastic Beasts franchise.
He was also known as Hannibal, hit TV show on NBC. And Polar on Netflix. Arctic. Done a few movies.
Yeah.
A few.
Overlooked.
Many movies.
Overlooked.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt.
Oh, he played Beast. In First Class. X-Men First Class.
And
Warm Bodies.
He was Beast throughout the...
That's right. Okay, I stand corrected. He was Beast in a few movies for X-Men, but I remember him from Warm Bodies.
Mm.
He was the zombie.
The vampire one?
The zombie one.
Okay. Oh, yeah!
Where he was conscious, and so, like, he had friends that were also conscious, and, like, they kind of had conversations, but while still acting like zombies, so it was kind of funny. And
right.
It was... I thought the movie was very refreshing.
We talked about that during the Halloween episode.
We did. Nice. I felt that movie was very refreshing.
Nice.
Worth a watch if you haven't. It's funny. It's a different take on zombies. And even though, and man, it says a lot, because I don't even like that whole romanticism stuff. You know? Mm. But it's worth the watch, I think so. Anyways, that was Nicholas Holt.
Nice. So, quick synopsis of this movie. You did mention that this is a retold story.
Yeah, it's just a reboot, remake. I mean, even if it's not filmed, like, in general, Greek mythology is retold over and over, you know, in classrooms, you know, whether it be college or high school. Just history buffs in general always kind of, historians, I should say, sorry, the more correct term, they always talk about Greek mythology, ancient Rome. There's always fascinating topics, and people have, like, a niche. And I think amongst the Greek nerds, that this is the story of Perseus. You know, he's a very, very popular Greek character. Mm-hmm. Even in the... he's even mentioned in the Percy Jackson film.
Yeah.
And the... Sorry, not film. Novel, obviously. Film. Okay. And Percy Jackson is named Percy after Perseus.
What a nerd.
Yeah. So this character is not new. You know, it's just a new iteration of the story.
Nice.
And so that's all it is.
Percy's found by a fisherman. This fisherman takes him as a son.
Mm-hmm.
And then them traveling to... What city was that they traveled to? Alderaan, I don't know.
Alderaan.
I'm going to say that. Star Wars fans. They witness soldiers taking down the statue of Zeus. And they're declaring war on the gods because they're done with the gods. It's the time, or it's the era of man. And in that time, Hades comes by. And he's furious because the humans insult the gods. And he kills all the soldiers, and in doing so, he inadvertently kills Perseus's family, the one who adopted him.
Correct. So that's obviously going to anger him.
Yeah.
And then we find out that was his uncle.
Damn. Perseus is a demigod.
He's a demigod. His father is Zeus.
So my man Zeus came in.
Pretty strong ties.
Yeah. He came in disguised as the king back then, I don't know, 20 years ago. Because, like, the king had insulted the gods, mm-hmm. and Zeus comes in, impersonating the king, and lays with the queen. Bam! Knocked her up as a kid.
We never talked about this, but Zeus is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you really look at mythology, like, he's not a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these gods are not.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the best.
I feel like he's the worst, though. Like, he's the worst example, you know? He set the example, and so they're all bad, but, like...
Well, let's think about it. So Zeus, you know, he betrays the, I guess, what would you say, his father, the Titans, Kronos?
Kronos is their father, but they betrayed all Titans.
Right, they locked him up.
They locked him up.
Tricks his brother into handling the underworld.
Yeah, sends him back. Banishes him.
Banishes him. Messes around. He has a wife, no? Like, isn't he like...
The thing is, his wife is also related to him. Remember, they're all... There's the original brothers,
mm-hmm.
and sisters. I think it's a sister or something like that. I don't know. But basically, they took down Kronos. And so the way they kept breeding is just they inbred.
So like, incest into the mix.
Exactly. So like obviously they're all having sex with each other's like daughters and cousins. Mm. And so again, Zeus specifically is the worst. Mm. Like Ares and Athena and all these people are just like incestual offspring. But they're gods at the end of the day. So it doesn't matter for them. It's just like we do what we want. And then every now and then Zeus comes down and he says, I'm gonna knock up a human because why not? Mm. I'm immortal. He has fun. Mm. I mean, I don't know. I guess like when you've been alive thousands of years, does it matter? Like, do you have a morality anymore? Do you blame him is my thing. Mm. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like Zeus is that dad that like, you know, is out to get a gallon of milk at Walmart until like he needs you.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah, by the way, there's a demigod.
But
like,
he never needs you.
He's gonna stop.
He's the god of gods.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the thing is... I mean, I don't know. I love mythology because I think it's cool to watch, cool to learn about.
Mm.
The abilities are cool, especially when they're turned into movies like The Clash and like the Percy Jackson novels, whatever. But realistically, when you go down to it, these are not good people. Like, these mythological beings are not good at all.
Right.
Like, they're like, of all ancient myths, or if you're religious, you know, deities, whatever you want to call them, deities, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. See, now I'm the one having trouble with the pronunciation. Whatever you want to call them. They're like the worst.
Mm.
Like these really, they ain't shit. They really, they kind of fucked everybody over. Humans are supposedly cursed. Like I know with Christianity, it's because Eve ate the apple.
Right.
But Adam and Eve. With Greek mythology, huh?
Yeah, Adam and Eve. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but with Greek mythology, it's because Zeus got mad that I think it was Prometheus gave humans fire, or somebody gave humans fire.
Super.
I don't remember who it was, or fire something. Mm-hmm. They gave him something, and they were like, nah, why would you do that? You know what? And then like he cursed humans or. Something like that. It's just, there's so many stories that I've heard.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you're not good, bro. You're just not a good,
guy. My boy Hercules is good, though.
Hercules? Oh, yeah. That's Perseus's half-brother.
It's my boy. So Perseus is a demigod because of the insult Hades goes to Zeus. And he tries to convince them, you know, like, oh, the humans, they're disrespecting you. You know, you guys are losing power. Send me out there to try to get some fear into them and they can pray to you. And... you know, these gods, they get their power from human prayers. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Faith.
Yeah, it's faith. Right, right, yeah. So send me, Hades tells Zeus, send me. I'll set up the Kraken, and then people will be afraid of you, and then they'll run back to your arms. So Zeus, you know, he agrees. Okay, fine, that's cool. And he lets Hades do that. So Hades, in doing so, he tells the humans, you know, like, I'm going to set the Kraken out unless you sacrifice the princess. So fuck you guys.
Greek gods, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
These guys ain't shit.
Yeah, not shit. Perseus decides to try to take revenge on Hades. He's the one who he felt is the person to blame for his father's death. Actually, for his family's death, because he had a sister and a mother. So he decides to help the humans, or help the, I don't know what that town is, Alderaan. I'm going to say Alderaan. To try to save the queen. In doing so, they go to some witches to try to find out how they can defeat the Kraken. And they figure that they can use Medusa, or at least her head, to try to turn the Kraken into stone. I mean, the effects in this movie were cool. I really enjoyed the scorpions. That was pretty badass, the scorpion fight. The action was cool.
The creatures, all creatures involved, were done so well. That was, I think, like half of the enjoyment of the film. It was like all the creatures and the battles were cool. The action was cool. Everything was great.
Medusa's lair, that was badass. Medusa herself was pretty cool.
Yeah.
For a 2010 movie, the effects, the CGI was pretty on point, in my opinion.
I agree.
They get it done, though. They get it done. Perseus saves the day, flying on his Pegasus. Why does everyone get a Pegasus? Doesn't Hercules have one?
Yeah, but it's beautiful. I mean, they even had to copy it in Harry Potter. Come on.
Yeah, that was kind of whack.
I know it wasn't a Pegasus, but y'all Harry Potter fans know it. They biting.
Damn.
J.K. Rowling a biting.
Yo, Stephanie coming after you, though.
I don't care.
Oh, man. Just pray she's not listening.
She take L no matter what.
Pray she's not listening.
All right. Well, I'm just going to witness protection.
But overall, it was... it was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it. I don't know about the second one, though. Wrath of the Titans?
Wrath was a strong decline.
Right.
Like a strong drop-off. Mm-hmm. Aside from the ending, I like the ending. I don't know if maybe they were criticized heavily for your other effects, or just the entire direction of the film was not it. Like, it wasn't the same as... I shouldn't say the same. It was not of the same quality as Clash of the Titans.
Right.
Wrath of Titans came out 2 years after, with a different director. So I think that was a big obvious difference, a noticeable difference of the entire movie. The one thing that was consistent, in my opinion, was the effects. I thought the effects were really good. I liked the way Kronos looked. I liked the battles, like I said, with Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes played Hades, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ralph, so, Phineas and Ferb.
So them two were great at the end. They you know, they kind of made up, and they're like, we gotta fight Kronos again. And unfortunately, Poseidon does pass. He dies. So it's like,
well, I mean, a lot of gods here die.
Yeah, it's just them two really against, because they're the most powerful against Kronos, their father, who's reawakened, whatever. Movie was okay. Cannot watch it, but the first one definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, the second one was directed by Jonathan Liebsman, and he directed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Yeah. And Battle Los Angeles. I enjoyed that one.
Not a good look.
That's with Aaron Eckhart. I like that one. Battle Los Angeles. It's a pretty good one. Michelle Rodriguez was in there.
Yeah, I've seen the thumbnails. Just, those disaster movies are usually pretty bad. I really like watching them. A little fun fact, which I think is cool with when we think of real life coinciding with film or even just ancient mythology. That's not proven, you know. Cool stories to tell. Is that in Roman mythology, which is kind of, they say, the counterpart of Greek, because the Romans kind of just grabbed Greek mythology and adapted it. So they changed a lot of names, you know what I'm saying? But the Roman counterpart to Hades, his name was actually Pluto. And it's pretty cool when you think that Pluto was banished, right, to the underworld. Just how we banished our Pluto from being a planet. You know, we kind of just said, all right, you're not a planet.
It's anymore. A dwarf star.
Yeah, you're a dwarf star.
Fuck you.
But then later we're like, all right, never mind. You know, you can come back. You can be a planet. Now, you know, it's a planet again. But, you know, just how in the movie, it's like, all right, you know, we don't like you, but come on, brother. Let's fight together to fire. You know, I just think it's cool when real life coincides with fiction. Pretty cool little fact.
Well, I mean, that's also evident in this movie as well. The word Kraken is actually Norwegian Swedish. It's not Greek at all. In fact, the movie, they were thinking of using the actual Greek word
for Kraken,
and I believe that translates to Cetus or something like that.
I think people would have been too confused. Everybody would have said the same thing. Why not just call it the Kraken? Because that's kind of what it's known as, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, too much accuracy could lose an audience. That's what I've learned.
Right. Cephas. Getting word from our producer Skippy. Cephas is the original.
Doesn't sound nice. So it reminds me of like septic tank, septic, when something is septic. Not a good name. I'll take Kraken.
Kraken's good.
Very inaccurate, but I'll take it.
That's a good one. So Clash of the Titans, IMDb for some reason gave it a 5.8, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 27%. Wow, really low. Film Purgatory score.
I really enjoyed this movie for a Greek mythology fan, so I'm biased. I'm just going to come out and say it, so don't expect much. I give it an 8.
Damn!
I'm biased.
Biased ass.
I would admit it.
Unfair. I'm going to give it a 7. What's up?
Fair.
Simon Cowell, that shit.
I'm not mad.
I don't know why is that low for IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
Because they will always try to look at things from a realistic perspective, you know, like ancient mythology, how accurate it is, and it's like, but it's ancient mythology, like, it's right. Kind of just meant to entertain, it's not real, but historians will do historian stuff, so I'm gonna assume that is why. I'm gonna assume, but whatever, I ain't no movie critic.
Come on, guys, let's be serious. Come on,
it's a movie. Get with the movies.
Going into the second movie, 300. This one is less based on Greek mythology, like we mentioned, more on Greek or ancient Greek history.
Yep.
Made in 2006, directed by the boy Zack Snyder.
Yep.
If you guys know Zack, he directed several movies, The Watchmen, The Justice League, not too long ago.
His first movie was just a few years prior. It was Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
You know, one of the classic, or always will be one of the classic zombie films, and you know, it was a home run. That was his first film. And then you have Zack's and then you have 300, another home run. So he was like early in his career, he was hitting them. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
300 is a forever classic. Very, very watchable. It's a dude film.
Yeah.
You put it on when you feel like your T levels are a little low. I promise you, they're gonna, you know, spike.
Testosterone.
Yeah. Man, there's so many good moments.
Fantastic.
All the dudes are, you know, they went through, what was it, the Spartan Hell Week or Hell Workout, whatever they want to call it, to get into shape.
Right.
It was like hours upon hours every single day for I don't know how long.
You're talking about the cast.
The entire cast of the army, the 300 army. I think it was like 8 months. It was a ridiculous amount of time that they all worked out to get into shape, specifically Gerard Butler as well.
Yeah.
To get into shape for his role as King Leonidas. Like, the dedication was, it was appreciated. You could see it, the ferocity. You know what I'm saying? The whole film is just A1 for an action fight film.
Speaking of the cast, fantastic cast in this one. Gerard Butler, like you mentioned, the one-hit wonder. Lena Headey.
She plays Cersei from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Rodrigo. Shame. Shame.
Rodrigo Santoro. He plays Xerxes.
Oh, the big dude. The big tall dude.
Okay. I mean,
he's the antagonist.
He was in Focus with Will Smith.
Never saw it, actually.
He's actually in Westworld, so.
Not worth watching anymore.
Yikes.
That show fell off real hard. Sorry, yikes. HBO, but I'm not going to support
haters.
That show.
Haters going to hate. Michael Fassbender's in this one.
Yes, I forgot. He's in this one.
Michael plays Magneto in the more recent X-Men movies.
He's played Magneto. Does he have another? He was in the Assassin's Creed movie, but people don't really know about that movie.
No, they hate on it a lot.
Yeah, it's fine. I can't think of anything else that's viral. I know we appreciate Michael Fassbender.
Right. He was Jobs.
Steve Jobs. Correct. Yeah, he did that big movie. Okay.
Yeah. Vincent Regan. I feel like he's been in a lot of Greek-based movies. He was in Troy. He was in Clash of the Titans. He was the king. He was the king.
Okay. Is he the one with the colored eyes? That he's a little older with like...
Yeah. So like in 300, he's like the captain. He's like the second in command.
Yeah. He's the one whose son gets decapitated. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I remember. Okay. So, yeah, that's why he looks familiar.
His face. Yeah. You see him in a lot of different Greek-based movies.
Yeah. But he plays it well. He looks like...
Yeah. He does it pretty good. Yeah. David Wenham. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was the dude from Lord of the Rings. He's also in...
There's a couple dudes.
He's the guy who dies in the first Lord of the Rings. Like at the very end. Tries to take the ring from Frodo. And he dies.
I don't recall.
It's a tragic scene. He was also in Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman. He was the Fry. Wow.
I like that movie, but I haven't seen it in a really long time.
I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, sorry. You got me there. I'm just not a fan of Lord of the Rings I'm a fan of Van Helsing. I just haven't seen it. So,
but like you said, the cast was great and they killed themselves to get in shape.
Absolutely.
These guys are built in this one.
Yep. Even the older ones. it was impressive.
What happened in this one? Pretty basic. Movie starts off with already laying down the groundwork on how Sparta... what is it, like a city in ancient Greece?
Yeah.
How they're raised to be strong, to be tough, to be rough. And I guess it shows the story of Leonidas, right? Him being a boy, being trained,
right,
being out in the wilderness, and how he became king. So throughout that time, Leonidas is king, and there's a messenger from Persia. Persia comes, giving them the opportunity to let Persia take over, because Xerxes is going to take over regardless, and that it's inevitable. So they give King Leonidas the chance to just align themselves with Persia. Leonidas doesn't take this well, because shit, this is Sparta. So what was that scene? It was pretty badass, man.
It's probably the most noteworthy scene, because like it was in the trailer.
So this is madness.
This is madness. No, this is Sparta. Well, people saw that in the trailers, and everybody was like, we gotta go see it.
Dude.
And it met expectations. It was one of those movies that it was as good as advertised.
I like the memes from it, dude. That shit was funny, man.
Oh, so many memes. That's actually one of the original movies that influenced meme culture.
Yeah.
A lot of memes came from that. I remember.
Pretty funny. But yeah, Leonidas, he consults with like the oracles to see if he can actually go to war with Sparta. But the oracles, or I guess these beings, they were being paid off by the Persians, telling Leonidas that he cannot do that. He can't go to the war with Sparta because of the season, and the gods don't say it, or it's not aligned with the gods' prophecy or the word. I don't know what it is. But basically, they tell Leonidas, no, you can't go to war. So what does Leonidas do? He goes for a stroll, and he takes his 300 bodyguards up north to meet Persia in the Hell's Gates.
Yeah.
And man, this movie was riddled with action and upon action upon violence, and just like a dude fantasy in this one. Like, yeah. It was badass, man.
Bloody, gory, but not, the focus wasn't the gore, which was one of those things you notice when you rewatch it. Like, it felt gorier when you watched it the first time in 2006.
Right.
But it really wasn't that gory.
Right.
It was just a lot of blood splatter. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the focus. You know, a lot of blood, if you notice, like, on the screen, kind of fades into the air, like, kind of just disappears. So you notice these effects kind of after the second or third time rewatching it. It's been years. I mean, I was 11 when it came out. But the movie is still so good.
It's badass.
Every
yeah.
time. A cool little fact, Sparta was a military city-state, so it was already known, you know, through history that, like, they're the badass warriors, you know, for Greece, and I think geographically as well, like, they were specifically placed, not placed, but they specifically located at an advantage, terrain-wise, I don't know. I just know that their training was intense, like, that's the best example of survival of the fittest. They really didn't care.
Right. The 300 fall, obviously, they're going against, I don't know how many tens of thousands of warriors from Persia.
Yeah.
So they do fall, but they inspire the rest of Sparta to go to war. And, you know, they obviously prevail and they push the Persians out. So like you said earlier, you know, this is an inspiring movie, but it is also a modern remake. There is an original 300 movie from 1962.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah. So this is a much needed makeover. And just like the Clash of the Titans, this does have a sequel that is subpar compared to the original.
Yeah, unfortunately. Which is not worth talking about.
Yeah, 300 Rise of an Empire, it's not even the same.
No. Honestly, I'm not trying to sound mean, but there's really nothing noteworthy to say about it. It's just a cheap copy.
There's titties, though.
There's titties, but you can tell even that is not enough. It's not enough.
The one time, but I don't know. I like 300. Like we mentioned, it was inspiring. It looked good. It was pretty badass.
Shit, it made you want to join the military. But then you're like, yeah, never mind. I'm not about that life.
So IMDb gave it a 7.6, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 61%. Film Purgatory score. I don't know why they're so low.
9 out of 10, easy.
Yeah, I would say 9 out of 10. That's, I don't know why 61, and
I don't have to argue about it. To me, it's like, that's a great
pretty film. I'm eager to jump into that boat with you. Like, it's a 9 out of 10. Right, fantastic movie. But hey, you know, whatever, I guess.
You didn't even joke about disagreeing. Exactly. That's how good it was. Exactly. Like, okay, it's 9 out of 10.
So, I mean, for Greek Week, we couldn't have picked two better movies to start it off. It's pretty unanimous. These movies are fantastic and a good example of good Greek mythology movies, even though one isn't necessarily tied in with Greek mythology.
Right.
Like, it does mention it, but like not that much.
Correct. I guess it has hints. And by hints, I mean, you know, you have the hunchback, you also have the oracles that looked like weird creatures,
right?
You know, like which to me ties in with mythology. So in a sense, we're not wrong,
right?
It's just not the focus of the film.
Exactly. Yeah, they do mention the god several times.
Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is. Tubi has both of these movies. You can watch them for free.
Nice.
With commercials. Yikes. Brian, have you seen anything recently that you want to talk about? I went to go see Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Man. It was pretty trash.
Oh well.
It is definitely a Gen Z movie. That has a classic whodunit premise. But if I'm being honest with you, it's not even worth it, because, man, that's just, it just did not hit with me. You know, I don't even know. It was very underwhelming, in my opinion. And the ending is kind of like really whack. I don't know. Not much to say about it. It's not really that funny, and there's no nudity, so what the hell.
It looked like one of those movies that would have plenty.
At least, you know, but give me doesn't. Something, but no, nothing. Damn, not even nothing.
Well, don't go watch it.
Or watch it. I don't know. I don't care.
Do whatever you want. Nah, we care. Don't waste your money. We don't want you to waste your money.
Brian, next week.
Next week.
We're going into a little bit of a comedy. I would say comedy, right? Doing a doubleheader. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
And Knocked Up.
Ooh, okay. Nice. I would say important movies for several people in Hollywood.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
It's going to be a funny episode.
I would say a lot of origins for us young, you know, our age range, because this was like we were still very much minors, and a lot of us probably snuck this movie on the TV.
Yeah.
If we couldn't see it in theaters, obviously, but very funny, very crude. Excellent watches, both of these films.
Definitely. But that's going to do it, guys. We really appreciate the support and all the feedback. If you'd like today's episode or have ideas for future episodes, definitely get in contact with us. You can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Our username is FilmPurgatory or Film_Purgatory.
And please remember to turn on all notifications on your streaming services so you know as soon as we drop the latest episode.
Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you
next week.